From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario, reading Lethal Dose by Jeff Buick. Now, let's begin with Lethal Dose, Chapter 1. A little bit of fear is a good thing. The thought passed through Gordon Buchanan's mind as he gazed into the smoke from the approaching forest fire. The April sun was a hazy red ball, diffused and weakened by the floating ash. 6 miles and closing quickly. Inside 24 hours, the flames would be licking at his timber concessions, destroying the forest and costing him millions of dollars. No upside to the fire, none at all. And in 48 hours, it would be threatening his sawmill. He glanced away from the incoming carnage as a voice, almost obscured by static, came over his two-way radio. One of the mill hands asking for him. "This is Gordon," he said into the transmitter. "Go ahead."
"The forestry guys are here, Gordon. They want to speak with you."
"I'll be there in 20 minutes." He returned the walkie-talkie to his belt. The air was thick with smoke and ash, and his throat burned with each word he spoke and each breath he sucked in. He hailed a rugged-looking logger working the trunk of a 60-foot ponderosa pine with his chainsaw and pointed in the general direction of the sawmill. The man nodded, and Gordon jumped in his truck and steered onto the bumpy trail leading back to the mill. Gordon Buchanan was in his domain, the forest. His father had worked with timber, and after his father had passed away at an early age, Gordon had followed on, building the business into a thriving sawmill. At 44, Buchanan was a self-made multimillionaire who preferred faded jeans and denim shirts to business casual. The leather on his steel-toed work boots was cracked and peeling. He wore no jewelry and seldom carried more than $50 in his pocket. His face always had a tinge of red, either from the summer sun or the blustery winter winds that howled through the Montana forests. His face was well-proportioned, with a long, sloping nose, bushy eyebrows framing intelligent brown eyes, and a high forehead with a full head of dark hair swept back in a permanent wave. At 6'2 and 195 pounds, he was lean and powerful, something most women found attractive. That he was rich didn't hurt his appeal either. But to date, no woman had managed to get him in front of a justice of the peace, despite many trying. For good reason. Gordon Buchanan liked being single. The sawmill materialized through the trees as he took the last sweeping turn and entered the log yard. To the north were stacks of felled pine, their limbs removed and ready for a trip through the planer. Almost 5 million in rough timber. To the south of the mill were hundreds of pallets of finished precision end-trim studs, another 8 million in product, ready for market. And between the raw and processed wood stood a $30 million mill. He glanced again to the sky, darkened with acrid smoke, and wondered if this was the time he would lose it all. Fires had threatened his mills in the past, burning one of his smaller ones to the ground, but he had never had so much at stake as now. This mill was different, larger, and more sophisticated. The equipment was new, fast, and very expensive. The building itself had cost over $3 million just for the frame. Count in the timber on either side of the operation, and he was looking at well over $40 million in losses if the fire could not be stopped. He wasn't sure he could recover from that. The main administration building was attached to the east side of the mill, and he parked close to the door. 3 forestry trucks were already occupying spots near the office. His brother Billy's truck was there as well. He entered the office to exactly the scene he expected. 6 forestry officers, Billy, and his mill foreman were huddled over a huge table in the center of the room. They looked up from the map as the door slammed shut. "Hello, Gordon," one of the forest rangers said. He was mid-50s, with wisps of gray tracing abstract lines through his black hair. His face was worn from too much exposure to the sun and wind, too many days in the vast Montana wilderness. He was the oldest of the group and their leader. "Sam," Gordon said, stretching his hand out. Sam Bennett was the top dog in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest Department, and a friend for more than 20 years. Both men ended up working in the forestry industry, one saving them and the other cutting them. But it was Gordon's commitment to responsible logging.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?